We're standing.
Yeah, I'm already standing. Please join me in saluting our nation's flag. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Tran. Director Tran.
I am here.
Thank you. Director Nguyen. Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Jung.
Present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Do we have any items received to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. This is the time for visitor participation. Anybody want to speak? Well, listen. How about online? Don't see any hands. Is Director Tran, did you want to speak?
Oh, no.
Is the mouse pad?
There's no hands.
Okay. Never mind, it's a mouse hand.
Okay, not yet.
I'm surprised, but okay. All right. We have the consent calendar. Does anybody want to pull anything? We have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Moving on to item 11, award contract to the City of Santa Ana PFAS treatment at John Garth Reservoir. To Kingman Construction and give a budget increase?
Yeah, Madam Chair, District Engineer Ryan Boulay will present it.
Right. One of these days I'll figure out how to do this the right way. It's mouse chair.
I knew this.
All right.
Full screen. Oh, you gotta, yeah, move that out. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. All right. Thank you for the technical assistance. Good afternoon, Director Green, members of the committee. City of Santa Ana, PFAS treatment at John Garthy Reservoir. We recently took bids and we're hoping to award this contract today. I wanted to give a quick presentation just to give you some background and where the project is, what it is, and just a little bit of additional information. So this slide, perhaps you've seen it before. This is the overall area of OCWD's service area. Santa Ana is located smack dab in the middle here, zooming in on Santa Ana. This shows the location of the project outlined in yellow. That's a John Garthy Reservoir. There's a couple big water tanks that hold water, but more importantly, there's three wells at that site and two additional wells, one up to the north, up here, and then one over here to the west, that are also going to be treated by PFAS treatment at John Garthy Reservoir. So first, I wanted to start with a really cool animation that was put together by our engineer. This shows the reservoir. You can see the two big tanks here. And as you, it's an animation that goes south. You can see the treatment lined up along the wall on Bristol here, just right on the other side of the wall with some trees to screen it and hopefully keep it private from the public. But here's another view. This is an overhead view that shows we have six pairs of systems, 12 vessels total. Those six pairs of systems will give it a treatment capacity of about 9,600 gallons per minute, so almost 10,000 gallons per minute. It's a relatively large site. As we were reminded, though, not as large as your Belinda earlier. It is a large site with a very high treatment capacity. This is another view showing it from ground level. So you can see there's some screening added to the wall to help hide it from the public and just make it more visually appealing to the people on the other side of the wall there. And this here shows a little covered area that will be the disinfection area. So we're upgrading the disinfection system along with the project just due to centralizing all of this treatment. It has to be enlarged to cover that almost 10,000 gallons per minute of flow. So the good news here, we did receive several competitive bids and one outlier. Kingman Construction was ultimately the low bidder. We've worked with them, not directly, but indirectly at Fullerton's main plant site. They're equipping Fullerton's Well 7. And we actually gave them a change order to plumb in Well 7 to the existing treatment there. And they've been great to work with. So we're hoping to continue that relationship with this project as well. And the other good news story is they were under the engineer's estimate. So hopefully we can continue that trend also. So here's a little information about the construction bids. It was advertised in September. There were several addendum issued, mostly extending the bid times and answering questions. And seven bids were received in December. Along with this project, the city of Santa Ana has a grant for a hydro generator from the Bureau of Reclamation. And so we're building that work, and they will ultimately reimburse us for that scope on this project. But the ultimately, we're going to recommend awarding to Kingman Construction because of their low bid. So here's a detailed project budget. The design is mostly complete, but we do have construction management still. This shows construction with a project contingency for change orders or any unforeseen items we may run into at the site. Total cost to OCWD up front is about $31.5 million, but with the reimbursement from the city, that would bring it back down to about 27 at the end of the day, so to speak. Project schedule, we are authorizing today, which is, well, this was December, but we're a little bit late, January. But we do hope to hit the ground running in March and hopefully have this project done in a little over 2 years, 2.5 years. So ultimately, the staff's recommendation, receive and file the affidavit of publication, which happened before the bid, ratify issuance of those addenda to the project bid documents, accept the bid of Kingman and award it to them in the amount of $23,587,000, and then increase the project budget by $1.5 million for a total budget of $31,400,000 and change. With that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Go ahead. I'll wait for the board members to say they have some.
Anybody else?
Nobody online.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It just looks like it might have been a misspelling. Just want to clarify, make sure we're wording it right. You got Kingman on the agenda, A-N, and you got E-N over there. Just clarify, which is it?
It's King M-A-N.
Okay. Just clarify, that's what the board will be.
Yeah, we'll fix that up for the board presentation.
It's good on the agenda.
All right. Do we have a motion?
I'll make it.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Tran second the motion.
Yeah.
Two of the same.
Would the mayor of Santa Ana like to be the first or the second?
Either one's fine. Thank you.
I'll defer and be the second.
Okay. You can Thank be the you. First. Director Wigan will be the second. Okay.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Great. Moving on to Bond Basin Slope Repair, authorize amendment number 3 to NGO. Is that it?
Yep. See a hand raise from Mayor Mezqua, but I don't know if that's a holdover.
Ryan will present this also, Madam Chair.
Is there?
No, it's gone now.
It might be the next.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
That was yellow.
No, Madam Chair, it was my hand that went up, but I'll wait till the end to make my comment. Thank you.
Is it on this item or the last item?
It's on the last item that we just voted on.
Oh, well, then you might as well.
No, go I just ahead. Wanted to thank everybody for the support for the president, Mr. Bilodeau, the board, the staff, and the commitment to the John Garth Reservoir PFS treatment project. So it really is helpful to the city of Santa Ana. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. I really appreciate the support. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Ryan.
Here we go. All right. Hopefully that will disappear.
Yeah, go ahead and take the time to
just click more.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just do it again, and then it's loading.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right. Bond Basin Slope Repair. Authorize an amendment number 3 to NGO, and mostly a construction update. So several of you may be remember issues that we've had at Bond Basin, which is part of our Santiago Basins here. You can see in the photo, that is our Santiago Basin. Blue Diamond Basin is what we call the larger basin at the top, Bond Basin at the bottom. It's part of the Santiago Basin's recharge system. And Burris Pump Station, which is down right adjacent to the Santa Ana River, pumps water up to the Santiago Basins. And that's where we store about 14,000 acre feet of water during the rainy season to get that into the aquifer. Along with that, though, several storm drain systems around the area also drain into the basin. And where we have this arrow at the southeast corner, this project location arrow, there's a storm drain system that treats most of this residential area to the east of the basin, or not treat, but gathers, collects stormwater runoff, and it flows into the basin. There's an existing 60-inch storm pipe from the city of Orange that dumps into Bond Basin. It's done that for many years. However, just before 2019, OCWD noticed that there's some erosion happening. The facilities that prevented erosion in the basin had ultimately deteriorated and were damaged, and that was starting to erode the side of the basin and cut it back. And there's a potential that it could have damaged the Bond and Hughes, the two streets to the south and east of the basin. So we took action, we performed some emergency repairs, but ultimately needed to perform a permanent repair on that area of the basin. And the City of Orange and OCWD entered into an agreement back in 2022 to share those costs. So from there, it was a matter of designing the permanent improvements and implementing the project. However, you know, as the basin does, it fills up with water, so we couldn't necessarily perform that project all at once. So in 2023 to 2024, there were some temporary measures that were taken, and that's shown in this picture here. It's basically a soil nail wall and shotcrete concrete over the surface to prevent the top of the slope from eroding and ultimately encroaching and damaging the existing streets that you can kind of see in the background of that photo. You can also see in the middle of that concrete curtain, if you will, at the top of the slope, there's a pipe sticking out right smack dab in the middle. That's the storm drain pipe that flows from Orange into the basin. Below that, you can see it's kind of hollow and a little bit of erosion. That's where there was a down drain previously that had been damaged, and that's where the erosion was happening that was damaging the basin. So the temporary measures included shoring up this pipe and kind of holding it in place and placing some riprap to prevent further erosion until we could build the final permanent solution. So this work was completed in January of 2024, and the permanent design was completed in February of 2025, about a year later, and construction began in June. So we've been working on this continuously since June, but you can see in this photo, even a little over a year and a half later, there's some significant erosion that's happening underneath that temporary wall that we built. That's what this shadow shows. It's some undermining, some of that soil's washed out. So to date, the slope repair, we've taken 15,000 cubic yards from within Santiago Basin. So we worked with the contractor to not have to bring any soil in to find existing soils. We place that soil in 2.5 foot lifts with GeoGrid, which will help to prevent further damage in the future. And it'll help to reinforce and stabilize the soil on the slope. And that slope repair was completed in October. So this is a photo from August showing kind of as that work as it was happening. You can see the height of this slope based on this equipment. This equipment is about 20 feet tall, if you will, and it's kind of dwarfed by the height of this slope. So it's a pretty significant grading job here. And you can also see over here, there's another hollow space, if you will, scarp, if you will, in the slope of the basin that we also were able to fix at the same time with this project to prevent having to move in and spend a lot of extra money in the future. So this is September. This is about a little over halfway up, almost to the finish, placing fill. And you can see that slope starting to be rebuilt and shaped. And then this is the final product here. You can see that hollow space here has been filled, and this slope has been fully constructed all the way to the top. And behind this concrete wall where that previous erosion was, grout was actually injected. It's like a liquid fill, if you will. And that filled in all of the hollow spaces to make sure that this thing was constructed properly. And you can also notice in this photo that storm drain pipe has been blocked off by the actual reconstruction of the slope. That pipe is blocked off, and ultimately it will be rerouted to this concrete block that you can see taking shape over to the right side of that photo, ultimately to a little further west from where it was previously.
Why are you doing that?
That is because we wanted to be able to build a channel to hold that flow as it comes out of the pipe. So a concrete lined channel that would go all the way down the slope to the bottom. And just due to the nature of placing soil, after you place it, it will ultimately settle a little bit, and building that on a new fill, that settling could damage it and break it, and we would end up back kind of in the same place we were before. So we wanted to move it to a old spot. Well, when I say old, an area of the basin where the slope was already built and had been settling for years, and that way we could minimize that settlement and future damage.
Are you going to put rocks on the soil?
There will be some next to the concrete channel that is built down the slope. However, this we won't build any type of riprap or any type of rock on that slope. Just because of the nature of the basin itself, it's rocky soil already. So a little bit of the surface will kind of, you know, melt away and expose some of those rocks that are already there. You can see over here to the left, you can see some of that natural rocky soil, and you know, probably after five seasons or so of filling and emptying, it's going to blend right in and probably look exactly like this.
And the soil won't erode?
No, it shouldn't erode, because the water coming in from the top from the storm drain pipe, there's a lot of energy in that water, and that energy is what caused the erosion. So with that pipe being relocated, that energy is not going to be in that same location. So it'll, like I said, we'll have a little bit of the surface melt away, but it won't be that heavy erosion like we've seen in the past.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, so this location here is where the new storm drain pipe will come out. It's basically being rerouted, if you will, from this corner along the wall and then out into the basin at that location. A couple photos to come showing that. So, storm drain relocation. There's about 300 feet of pipe to do that. It's all 60-inch reinforced concrete pipe, RCP, and a couple man or three manholes to basically make angle points. This big pipe, whenever you have an angle, you need a manhole to, if any junk collects in there, clean it out, and then also to make that bend in the pipe. There's a head wall at the very top of the slope, and that's a pretty standard storm drain design that you have a head wall that locks that pipe in and prevents erosion around the outlet. And all of that is supported on CIDH piles. The CIDH is called cast and drilled hole. They basically drill anchors into the ground, place concrete around it, and that locks everything in. And if there is any settlement or erosion, it holds on to those. They're, think of like nails in a piece of wood. It's very similar to that concept. So the basin inlet structure, it's hard to tell how big it is in the photo, but I have another photo coming up that will show it's quite large. It's about 14 feet wide and 100 feet long all the way down the slope. It'll be anchored back by additional CIDH piles, so four total locations down that slope, about every 30 feet, if you will. Riprap will be placed at the bottom of that, though, to prevent erosion. And so far, we've built one of those concrete anchors, the one up top in that previous photo, and the remaining ones are yet to be built. So this is a photo of them installing these soil nails, tie backs, anchors, kind of all the same thing. This drills a hole in the ground, and this is where they are placing the anchors. This is the equipment they use to do that on the side of the slope. These here are the locations of that head wall where the pipe will dump water into the basin. So there's three of these soil tiebacks that were already installed, CIDH piles. And this is a photo of that anchor block. So you can see those the two workers working on that. You can see the magnitude of the size of this thing related to them. It's quite large. It's about 7 feet long and 14 feet wide. And this shape is ultimately the shape of that concrete channel that will carry that water all the way to the bottom of the basin. And that pipe will actually dump water right about here, just right above it. So here's the storm, a picture of the storm drain construction. It's pretty deep, about 20 feet to the bottom of the pipe from the ground surface, 5 foot diameter pipe, so pretty big. And they're moving right along. We just have basically a short section left to tie in from the last manhole to that head wall that we're building, and the storm drain will be finished, but we need to build the head wall first, and that's currently in construction now. Then came the rain. You know, we aren't allowed to complain about rain here, but it's bad for construction, unfortunately. So the basin now is pretty much full, and full means it's right up to the top of this slope below that block. So right now we're working on a temporary solution to allow water to flow in through the storm drain without eroding the slope below it until we can build the full channel down the slope as the water level in the basin goes down over time. So that rain, it came from what's pretty actually typical early season rain compared to what we typically see. We had rain events in October that wasn't too bad. November wasn't too bad. Christmas was a huge gift, and it hit us pretty hard. Just the amount of rain we had basically filled the basin all the way up to the top. So we've placed temporary mitigation measures, or BMPs, we call it. And there's another photo here in a second. But the bigger thing with that storm drain pipe blocked, the contractor's been utilizing pumps to pump the water out of the manhole that's just upstream of that old outlet. and pump that water into the basin. So we've had to bypass it with pumps, and they've done a very good job keeping up with that, placing BMPs to make sure that the water's clean and we're not just dumping a bunch of muddy water in the basin and causing erosion in the basin. And then some temporary traffic control out on the street outside the basin just to make sure everything's safe. And this is a photo here of some of the temporary measures. So basically a lot of plastic sheets on the slope to prevent that soil from eroding and damaging the work they've done so far. So that's how the site currently stands, although this white plastic has been removed because they're working on the pipe in that area. So our recommendation is to authorize an amendment with NGO, who is the design engineer for the project, for a not to exceed amount of $59,000. And that's really to work on some of these temporary measures that are going over the next year or however long it takes to make sure we're not damaging the work while we're waiting for the water to go back down.
Thank you.
That'll take any additional questions.
Any questions, any comments?
Nothing online.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll make it.
Do we have a second?
I'll second. I'll second the motion.
Is that Roger? Director
Trant.
Trant.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay, roll call. Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Easy. Can we put everything on consent?
Good.
Do we have any director's announcements? General manager?
Just quickly mention, we still have a lot of water behind Prado Dam, just under 17,000 acre feet. Where the release rate is about 380 CFS, but it could easily take us a month and a half to 2 months to get all the water out from Prado Dam. But the guys up there are taking as much as they can in case it rains again. We want to be prepared. That's it.
Okay, we are adjourned.